situation at the moment is we're up to 54 buckets now. A lot more plastic in the place, an awful lot of water coming in through the roof, a lot of damage caused from the storm. And we're under serious pressure trying to keep these kids going. As you see at the moment, there's probably over 50 small kids there. And then they'll go home, and there's an older group coming in there, 45, 50 of them as well. It's no one's fault at the moment, the way the weather is. It's have been very wet. As I have on one of the posts, we're praying for dry weather. It's been tough. It's been tough going now, trying to keep these out of trouble.
You mentioned the storm obviously had a huge impact, but I understand that this issue had been kind of creeping in for the last while. You've had a couple of buckets here and there, but never to this extent or this level.
Yeah, the most we'd have out over the last 10 plus years is probably 5 or 6 buckets. Nothing major. They get up and they'd fix them, or all right again for another while, and that's what has been done over the years. But not like this. This impact is mental at the moment, what's happening.
Look, in terms of from the council's perspective, I think we're in a position to come down and help Paddy resolve the issues where he's lost equipment and things like that. I would also acknowledge that Philip, as the landlord, is making his best efforts to get this resolved. We can see across the country the fallout of that storm. But I suppose the bigger picture is we need a long-term solution for the boxing club. The fact that we have somebody like Paddy Martin and his broader family and other volunteers down here in a cold hall 2 and 3 nights a week, you can see yourself own the young children that are coming in and out of here. You know, beyond the sport, what I'm very conscious of, what Paddy is doing here is creating a service that is going to help the integration of our new communities. And that's so important. But we need to, I'm delighted to see Curtistown. It's absolutely stellar and, you know, it would stand out nationally. But I'd be satisfied with a fraction of that in Kildare. Indeed, many of our towns would.
Philip Masterson, just to bring you in as well, you're the owner of the building here. What's your plans, I suppose, for, well, A, short term, and then B, long term, to sort out the situation?
It's terrible what's happened. I bought the building 10 years ago. Pat Gleeson, who works here, has been working in this building since the mid-80s, when I was actually a tenant here myself. This is the worst damage that has ever happened to the roof of this building. The roof is 3.5 acres, and a section of the felt roof ripped off completely, which has never happened before. So step one, tomorrow I've got materials coming and people coming. Thankfully the weather is good. We're going to do a temporary fix on the building. I've got builders coming to price for it. I've contacted my insurance brokers, and they said as soon as we've got photographs and quotations to get the works done, we will. And then the unfortunate thing, it's a torch on felt roof, and we just have to wait for the correct weather conditions to actually repair the roof properly, because you cannot use torch on felt in the rain.
All right, Suzanne, that's welcome news. And Philip, given that commitment as well, short term, and then you have to wait until the weather is a bit better for the long term solution. So that's welcome.
Oh no, absolutely, and I would like to acknowledge that Philip has been very accommodating. He arrived here and the boxing club are in situ, and he's dealt, you know, very favourably and reasonably with Kildare County Council through all that period of time, and we never anticipated we'd still be here at this stage, and I don't think Philip did either. So we do need to move on to a permanent solution. Now, it's very hard. Despite the rain, the space that's here that facilitates the boxing ring, all of that, it's so well located, and the layout and space. So it'll be great to see it back. Hopefully the interim job will stop the major rain getting in, and then it'll be operational, I should say. Then the next step is when the sun starts shining, March, April, May, I don't know, the builders will know best. You know what,
it can be cold and dry. Yeah. So if the insurance are sorted and we've got the quotation, if we get a dry spell and it's cold, that's okay. It'll go ahead, and it'll go ahead as soon as possible.
Paddy, from your perspective, and it's important to keep this as well to the forefront of people's minds, is getting the kids in here boxing, getting the adult boxers in here as well, because it's such a well-respected and important facility for the people of the community. And we see, unfortunately, now the ring is out of action because of the buckets in it, and there's tarpaulin over it, and there's other buckets around the place, leaving lots of the hall out of action. So you just want to get this sorted as soon as possible.
Yeah, in fairness to Philip, now they're going at it tomorrow morning, they're going to put it to some sort of tarpaulin, so that will reduce an awful lot of water coming in, so we might get some of the areas back working. But the heart of any boxing club is the ring. That's where the champions come out of. So you need to be able to use the ring, you need to be able to use the bags to prepare them. But a lot of people forget, we have a growing town here. The town is mad, houses being built everywhere. But there's nothing for sports. It's a shame on the Kildare County Council. We were promised 10 years ago that we'd have a home, some sort of a bit, something to work with. We have nothing. We've promises after promises, and it's not Suzanne's fault or Philip's fault. It's no one's really fault. But them kids are tomorrow's adults. If we don't have them here training, a lot of them are going to be on the streets. And if they're on the streets, you know, they could be getting into the wrong company, and that's where the problem is. Like, we've up now 120 kids off the streets from the age of 6 all the way up to adults, from all different nationalities, ethnic groups, and, you know, so as I say, we need to get the ring back going. We need to get our bags or punch bags back going. But we have an awful lot of damage. That ring has to be replaced, the timbers. The treadmill was destroyed. That was only bought 3 years, just before COVID. That was 3,500. It's gone. It's completely gone. We put down new tiles in the walkway. We repainted the place. Everything's destroyed. So we're at the loss of thousands probably as well, you know.
And notwithstanding, obviously, the fact that Philip is giving you this building and you're using it, do you think it's suitable for your needs or not? Because when you look at it, yes, it looks great. The ring is brilliant. The bags and everything are brilliant. And you've all the photographs and everything up on the wall. But when you've rain coming in here and equipment damaged, is it suitable?
Up till last week, absolutely. I would have answered that with a yes. But at the moment, no, because of the damage. It's a perfect location. It's on two levels. So when we run tournaments, fundraisers, we can people can stand up the top, they can stand on the bottom, everyone can see the ring perfect. So the location of the town is perfect, because we have an awful lot of kids here, families that don't drive, so we're able to walk to the club. And Philip has made the park so safe, there's walkways through the park, he's done all that for us, you know what I mean? So it is a perfect location. So you'd be hoping maybe the council can do a deal with Philip or something. I don't know, but we need some sort of help.
Can I just bring Suzanne and Philip back in on this? Because ultimately, and Paddy in fairness has highlighted how important it is to get this back up and running, where's the responsibility here? Who is ultimately responsible to ensure that this building is fixed and sorted out?
I own the building, and you could say who's responsible. I'm going to get it fixed because it's my building, plain and simple.
Suzanne?
I think, in fairness, Philip has answered that, and I would, you know, I appreciate that very straight and direct answer. But I think there is I know there is a willingness to come and assist to get it back operational, because Philip actually quite smartly mentioned to me, just as you were talking to Paddy there, would it be a possibility to even, in the interim until this fine weather arrives, bring in a large marquee to cover the ring to make it operational? And that's a smart idea. I mean, marquees aren't being hired out much in this weather, I would suspect. It would be as good as storing one. But we'll certainly investigate that. As I said, Zill indicated he wants to come down and look and see how he can assist with the replacement of equipment. And I think the Kildare County Council should certainly be able to step up on that side.
Paddy?
Absolutely. When you're running a boxing, so like boxing is in my life 30, 40 years. My kids boxed, I've done a small bit. And I wanted to put something back into the town, which we have with the club. The club is really, success is unreal. With over 65 Irish titles in the club, European bronze, gold and world bronze medals. And then my own daughter, Caitlin, winning the world title during COVID to bring three world title belts back to town. We need to grow the club, and with the size of the town, I'm turning away people. We cannot take any more kids, and especially now what's going on. But if we had our own proper club, like, this is fantastic. We can put on extra nights for these kids. Like, I could fill this club five times over with the amount of kids, and from the areas. They're not only from the town, they're from the growing areas. This town has always been built as houses, but there's very little. You try to get a doctor's appointment, you can't, because they're so busy. You look for the guards, you can't get them. The town is growing, but we need to get the other things in place for this town. It's a fantastic town. Suzanne does a fantastic job with just over St. Bridget's weekend. What a display up the town. Was fantastic. And regards to Philip, he's standing there and giving us the information. He's telling us what he's doing. Like, hands up to Philip, you know what I mean? He could have just ran and said, look, I'm doing nothing. But he is, you know, and that's what's massive about here. We have to keep these kids off the street. But this location is fantastic. But then again, please God, Kildare County Council will come on board and talk to Philip and get some sort of a deal or whatever. What's the word I'm looking for? But some sort of help with us.